It's time now for our weekly conversation about ways to explore the Washington region. It's called Get Out There. I'm joined by arts and culture reporter Elliot Williams and a special guest, Haleem Flowers. Haleem is a D.C.-based artist and poet who Elliot profiled last month for DCist. He wrote about Haleem's incredible journey from facing violence in the D.C. streets during the 1990s to facing two life sentences in prison, to advocating for his release and becoming a successful visual artist. Welcome to the both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Hi there, folks.
Haleem, let's turn to you. Tell us a bit about what it's like for you now, having gone through all these different iterations of your life. Now being in the D.C. fine arts world, did you ever imagine this is where your life would take you?
Yes, I think as a creative, you have to have an imagination. And people often ask me, you know, how was I able to endure day for day 22 years? And for me, a big part of enduring that 22 years process of being inside of a cage is that I would read things like the Wall Street Journal and see the fine art world and different travel destinations. And I would envision myself being in a position where I am at today. And I just never lost that ability to see a better future for myself in the midst of a gloomy present.
We should mention, Haleem, you've also become an art collector yourself. Wondering if you have some recommendations for locals looking for up-and-coming artists in the D.C. area to follow. Is there anyone that you've got your eye on that you recommend people check out?
Oh, for sure. Definitely. My number one mentor as an artist, a visual artist, is an artist named B.K. Adams. You can find him on IMBK Adams on Instagram. Another artist named Clarence James, and another artist by the name of Lex Marie, a female artist who I believe is our next Jordan Castell for DC artists. And another artist who's one of my favorite artists is an artist named Esteban Whiteside.
Very cool. Some good things to check out there. Let's look ahead to the weekend, as we normally do here on Get Out There. Haleem, what are you going to be doing this weekend?
I'm definitely going to be dropping off some paintings to DTR Modern Galleries this weekend. So that's in Georgetown on 28th and M Street, the gallery that represents me. But also, one of the things that I like to do is to go to do studio visits with artists. So I encourage those who are listening to look up local artists on Instagram. Then instead of just going to the museums and the galleries, get to know the artist personally, establish studio visits. You get the opportunity to see the creation of work in process and get an opportunity to connect with the artist. And lastly, one of the great spots as a creative to always go to in D.C. is Eaton D.C., a hotel owned by my great friend Catherine Lowe. And it's always something dope going on in the creative scene at Eaton, D.C.
Awesome. Okay, Elliot, let's turn back to you. What do you got for us this weekend?
My Saturday will definitely be pretty busy. First, I'm bouncing between two Black-owned holiday markets. One is at The Outrage. That's on 14th Street. And it's hosted by The Melonade Stand. And the other is Emoja Market, and that's at the Maple View Flats in Southeast. It's a collection of Anacostia nonprofits and arts organizations. And the last thing I'm attending is Story District's Top Shelf event at the Lincoln Theater on U Street. A team of judges has picked out 8 storytellers out of 150 applicants that, you know, this group is going to tell stories that are inspiring, hilarious, challenging, and perhaps a little bizarre. So that's Saturday night at 8.
Elliot Williams is, of course, our arts and culture reporter. Haleem Flowers is a D.C.-based artist and poet. You can find additional coverage of arts and culture on our website, WAMU.org, and at DCist.com, including Elliot's profile on Haleem. Elliot, and especially Haleem, thanks so much for making time for us.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks, and thanks, Haleem, for joining.